Gina, look up the purchase price of Derek Pierce's apartment. Seems a bit pricey for an ex-mission specialist, especially one without a pension.
That property was purchased for exactly $1.
What, $1? Well, that can't be. Check again. Derek Pierce, Grand Avenue, Penthouse A.
He bought it for $1. Multiple property records confirm.
From who?
Previous owner was Claypool Industries. Sending you a full purchase history now.
Okay, well, according to this, Claypool Industries bought the property for $5.2 million, and then 6 days later, Pierce bought it for $1. So Claypool bought the property and then put it in Pierce's name. Gina, look up Claypool Industries.
One listing, Claypool Industries Mining and Ore. No current address.
Why would a mining company buy a luxury apartment for Derek Pierce?
I'm guessing that's a rhetorical question.
You could say that. Gina, compose email to Derek Pierce. Subject, what is Claypool Industries? Message send.
Incoming Vikrant from John.
Open.
So, hey, this might seem weird, but did you by any chance teach Ethan to speak Japanese?
No. I only know a few words from my time on the ISS. Why?
Long story short, Ethan speaks Japanese. Out of nowhere. Charlie put it in a lab report, and now Yasumoto wants to see it for himself. At dinner. Tonight. With the three of us.
Seriously?
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll see you later.
Gina, compose email. Derek Pierce. Subject? What is this? Message sent.
New message.
Open.